Welcome to Rambam on the Line, a project of Sichas in English. Today's shiur, third chapter of the laws of Shemitah v'Yevo, of the sabbatical and of the jubilee year, and it contains 11 halachas. The Rambam begins Perek Gimel as follows. Halacha Aleph, Avedis ha'aretz b'shana shishis, shleishim yom samach v'shviyis, to work on the land in the sixth year, 30 days, preceding the sabbatical year, the seventh year, Asur Alach L'Mesh Misine. Although from the Torah it's only forbidden to work in the seventh year in the land, but as Alach L'Mesh Misine, it's forbidden even to work from 30 days before the seventh year. Why? Because you'd be improving the field for planting in the seventh year. The Dove Zeb is Mansha based Amigdish Kayim Husha Nesami Piashmua. And the Rambam continues to say that this is what was forbidden by tradition during the time when the Beis Amigdish was in existence. The Gazu Chachamim, the Chachamim made a Gzeira, Shalayi Yucharshin Steya Ilan Erev Shvius Bizman Amigdish Ella Ada Tzeres, Usteya Lovin Ada Pesach. That they made a tekona as they went further and made a tekona as follows. That a field planted with trees could be plowed in the sixth year only up to Shavuos, and a stay lovin, which is a cornfield, could only be planted until Pesach. Ubizman she'ein migdash, and at a time when the Beis HaMikdash was not in existence, mutarim ba'avedas ha'aretz ad Rosh Hashanah k'din Torah. So then it was permitted to cultivate the land until the new year, until Rosh Hashanah, as the rule is according to the Torah. So it comes out that we have three categories of halacha. Midin Torah, you're allowed to plant the field, work in the field in the sixth year until the Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year of the Shemitah year. Halacha Meisha Mishinai, which has the same strictness authority as the Torah, as the law of the Torah, says as follows, that you're allowed to work in the sixth year up to 30 days before the new year of the seventh year. And the third category is that which the Chachamim enacted as a precautionary measure that forbid plowing in a cornfield after Pesach and a field planted with trees after Shavuos of the sixth year. And that was only when the Beis Midrash was standing. However, when it was not standing, you were allowed to plant until the seventh year. Now the Rambam goes on the Halacha Beis to explain what is a stay ilan and what is a stay lovin. He says, as a stay ilan, what is considered a stay ilan, a field planted with trees? Kol shleish ilan is the beisa. If you have a field which has at least three trees per sa, echad ilan tzak v'echad ilan meichel, it's no difference if it was a fruit-bearing tree or a non-fruit-bearing tree. Rafiru hein shel shleisha anashim, even if the three trees belong to three different people, reyin esam ki'ilu hein te'enim, we consider them the same as fig trees. Im ruyim lasas kika devela shel shisha mana chorshin kol beisa b'shvilam. V'hu sheyiyu richuk ben kol echad v'echad kedei sheyiyu abokur yochol lava b'kelob. So the Rambam is saying as follows. You look at the trees as if they're ta'ena trees. The reason why he gives the example of a ta'ena tree is it's a tree that the fruit are big and it gives off an abundance amount of fruit. So if all the trees can give out pressed figs, the amount of weighing 60 mana, then you can, plow the whole base for these three trees. Providing that you have in between, up till the time of Shavuos, like he had said in the previous halacha that by stay even you can plow until Shavuos, providing that you have in between each tree enough place that the oxen can go through with its vessels to plow, because otherwise, which the Mefarshim explained is four amos, because if it would be any closer than that, then they would uproot the trees by when they go through. Now the next halacha says, "How you pachas mishleish lebeisa? If you had less than three trees per beisa, also how you shleish of a echad roy lasis shishim mana a yesev vashnayim enen ruyim lasis, or if you had three trees and one of them alone was fit to yield 60 mana or more, while the other two were unfit to yield anything, or more than that, even if you had two of the trees that fit to yield even 100 mana, the echad eina esa and one doesn't yield anything, ein chashin lahem el letzachem. So then you cannot plow the whole besa, but you can only plow up to shvuas, the area which is essential for the trees. V'hu, which is mala ara v'sali chutzala, a clearance wide enough for the person who's picking the fruit and his basket when he goes through, which is the place of his basket, both under the tree and outside of it. Halacha dalet. Hayu mishleisha v'atisha, if there were between three trees and nine trees within this psa, the ruin lasa shisha mana, and together they gave a yield of 60 mana. Choshen kol beis psa b'shvilin. So then you can plow the entire field up to shvuas for the sake. V'afal pi sheyesh b'hem misha ein eroi lasas. Although amongst the trees, there were some trees that did not give off any produce at all. When there were three trees, so then all of them have to give off some produce. If it's from three to nine, then if they altogether give off the yield of 60 mana, even if some of them don't give off anything, you can still plow the whole field, not only that which you need for the trees. Halacha hay, hayu asari lana sotech beisar yasa, if there were 10 trees within the measurement of the beisar or more. Bein Aisin ben Einasin, whether the trees give off the yield of 60 mana or not, Choshen kol beisa b'shvilin, so then you can plow the whole beisa for the trees. Esinatius, what happened if you had 10 saplings that they had just started to they were just planted? Mefuzaris atech beisa, which was spread out over the entire beisa, Choshen kol beisa b'shvilin ad Rosh Hashanah, you can plow the whole beisa until Rosh Hashanah, not only up to Shavuos, but Davazah Alachu Meshe Messinei, and this is Alachu Meshe Messinei, and the reason given is because being the plants are very soft, and they need plowing, so therefore when you're plowing, you're not preparing the field for Shavuos, but rather for the plant itself. By Ilanis Canum, older trees, which do not need so much plowing, so it comes out you're preparing the land for Shavuos. So, however, if it's small plants, then if you have 10 trees, you can do the whole besa. However, if it was less than 10 plantings, then it would be like a din of trees that you could only plow until Shavuot. Halacha vav. Hayu asuyas shura achas emukafas atara. If the trees are set out in one row or in a circle like a crown, Ein choshen len ela tzachem. So then you cannot plow the whole besa, but you can only plow that which is the space needed. L'chol achas v'achas. For each one. V'adilui nimanetis mitztarfas la'asara. And pumpkins which are planted with the saplings can be included in the number 10. The Rambam did not say, when he said that you can only plant for if it's in a circle, or if it's one row, you can only plant for that which is needed. He didn't say till what time you could plant. But the Mefarshim bring down that it seems from the Lashon of the Rambam that you could plant until Rosh Hashanah. Halacha Zayin, Ezer Netiya, what is considered defined as a sapling? Zaya Ilan Akotin Kozman Shakon Le Netiya. That is a young tree as long as it is still called a sapling. Ilan Shenikzatz Vahetzi Chalipin. If you have a tree which was cut down and it produced, it gave off new shoots, so the halacha is as follows. Im niktzat mitafachu l'mayla areyu ki'ilun. If when it was cut down one tefach, one hand width or more from the ground, so it is considered as a tree. Mitafachu l'mata areyu ki'natiyah. From one tefach and less, closer to the ground, it is called a sapling. All these halachas apply in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, as we explained in Halacha Aleph. Al bizman hazeh, but today mutar b'avedas ha'aretz ad Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to work in the land until Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year. אף בזמן המקדש מותר לסקל ולזב ולעשדס ולאדם השקייס. And he says, even when the Beis HaMikdash was in existence, it was permitted to clear away rocks and to manure the soil, all halachas we learned in the first two prakim, and to hoe beds of melons and pumpkins and irrigated fields. V'amadlai to Beis HaShalchan Ad HaShana, all these things up to Rosh Hashanah. U'mezablin, u'mefarkin, u'ma'abkin, u'ma'ashin, u'mekrasmin. And you can also manure and strip and fertilize with powder and fumigate and trim umefaslin umezaminas natis with karchim with kateminesan, and you can prune and take off the dry twigs and wrap them and clip them and build vaislam batim umashkinesam, and you can build shelters for them and you can water them. And you can oil unripe figs and pierce them. Kol avedus al elu mutes ber shvis ad Rosh Hashanah shel shvis v'afilu bizman hamikdash. All these things were permitted in the sixth year up to the Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year, even when the Beis HaMikdash was in existence. And we explained in the first parakim that there was only two things that are aser, the two avos and the two toldos, but all other things would be permitted. Halacha yud, pagei erev shviyas, shenichnasu shviyas. If you have unripe figs of the sixth year which remained on the trees and going into the seventh year, v'shal shviyas sheyatzu l'maitzi shviyas, but trees of the sabbatical year which remain on the tree until the eighth year, leisachin v'lei menakvin, you cannot oil them or pierce them. The reason being because a person who will see will think that these are figs of the seventh year. Ubizman amigdish, and at the time when the temple was in existence, ein beinin madregis al pi hageyas el shviyas misheyiv pasku agshamim neishu misaknam ashviyas. You could not build steps on the sides of the ravens in the sixth year after the rains have stopped, because this would be considered improvement of the ravens for the seventh year. The idea of the steps is because it was, why would he want to build the steps? To make it easier to draw water from the raven to irrigate the field, or to plant crops on the level surface of the steps. So it would be making part of the raven productive towards the seventh year. Last halach in this parak, Yudalef, af bizman hazeh einetin ilonis, even in today's time when the Beis HaMikdash is not in existence, a person cannot plant trees, vein markivin, he cannot graft them, vein mavrichin erev shviyas, and he's not allowed to sink the shoots from the vine into the ground in the sixth year, ela kadei shetiklat hanetiyah v'shishah achar klitah shleishim yem kedem Rosh Hashanah shel shviyas. Unless there was enough time for the plant to take hold and continue on afterwards for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year. V'stam klita shtei shabbosos. And usually it takes 2 weeks for it to take hold. So it come out, he'll explain that you had to plant it 44 days before Rosh Hashanah. V'dover zah asu l'elum epnei maris ha'ayin. And this thing is forbidden always, permanently, because people should not say, maybe the person who will see it will think the Shviyas Natu, they were planted in Shviyas. Nimtze Seimer, it comes out, we're saying, that a person who was planting or grafting or sinking a vine into the ground before Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year has to do it 44 days. So if there were 44 days, if he did it 44 days or more before Rosh Hashanah Yekayim, so then he can retain the plant. Pachas Mikan, if he did it within less than 44 days of Rosh Hashanah Yaker, he has to uproot it, because otherwise it will be like it's growing on Rosh Hashanah in the seventh year. V'mleyakar, and if he did not uproot it, haperis matan, the fruit is permitted. V'meis kedem shiyaker mechayven es yeresh laker. If the person died before he uprooted it, then we force those who inherit the land that they should uproot it. The Rambam over here says that even the Yerushim will have to uproot it because it's the idea of Maris Ayin. Previously in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel, we had a halacha that if the person dies, so then his son we do not knas because we only knas him. So the difference being is over there was a case when he plowed a field in Shvi'is in order that it should be fit for after Shvi'is. So we give him a knas. It has nothing to do with Maris Ayin. So then we say that the father we give the knas, but the son not. Over here with the idea of Maris Ayin that people will suspect him of planting it, so we say even the son has to uproot the plant.